From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah lawmakers will not take up changes to the state's judicial retention process during this year's session. KUER's Sean Higgins has more on a deal announced today.
More than 900 lawyers signed a letter last week opposing efforts to reform the courts, calling them an erosion of judicial independence. House Majority Whip Carrie Ann Lisenby told lawmakers the decision comes after productive meetings with the judicial branch. But she also left the door open for the issue to come back in the future.
We intend to engage with the judiciary over the interim to identify potential solutions to address our concerns, including ways to enhance Utah's judicial retention system.
The letter singled out Lisenby's bill that would have created a judicial review committee made up of legislators. Utah Supreme Court Chief Justice Matthew B. Durand also penned a letter to lawmakers that was critical of Lisenby's proposal. Other bills, like changes to judicial standing and the timeframes in which plaintiffs can challenge laws passed by the legislature, will move forward with a neutral stance by the Utah Judicial Council. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Utah has nearly 57,000 federal employees. That's according to data from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute. Overall, just over 3% of Utah employees work for the federal government. The heaviest concentrations are along the Wasatch Front. Most are in the Department of Defense, the IRS, the Postal Service, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The information comes at a time when the federal workforce is experiencing dramatic changes. From energy demands to its use in mental health care, Utah has worked to keep up with developments in artificial intelligence. This session, lawmakers are looking at some of its threats, too. As KUER's L. Crossley reports, they're putting guardrails around its ability to use an individual's identity.
Senate Bill 271 would prohibit the commercial use of someone's image and likeness without their permission. Stephen Lund works for Suremark Digital, a Utah-based startup that protects people's identities from being used in deepfakes.
It's a problem. It's a growing problem. It's getting bigger and bigger, mainly because it's getting so easy now to replicate a person's image or likeness.
He says that paves way for false advertising or reputation damage. Brandon Amaker is the director of the Emerging Tech Policy Laboratory at Utah Valley University. He says the proposed legislation is a good first step, but lawmakers need to look at digital crimes with a wider lens.
The problem is you will run into issues where sometimes, hey, the victim might be in Utah, but how often are you going to run into a case where both the victim and the victimizer are in the same state and fall under that same legal framework?
He says regulations need to be watched and adapted as new problems come up. L. Crossley, KUER News.
A Utah immigration bill is back, but with some changes. It would still increase the penalty for some misdemeanors by one day to a full year. The new version also cuts back on the number of offenses that would be included. The increased penalty would make it easier for non-citizen offenders to be deported. Federal law views a sentence of a year or more as grounds for automatic deportation without a hearing. That is regardless of an immigrant's legal status. The bill heads to the Senate for debate. A Utah man will not be put to death for murdering a woman in 1985, but Douglas Lovell's conviction still stands. The U.S. Supreme Court announced the decision today. It sided with the Utah Supreme Court when it threw out the sentence in 2013. Lovell was convicted of killing Joyce Yost to stop her from testifying against him in a rape case. The state determined Lovell's attorneys did such a poor job that his sentence could not stand. Lovell claimed his witnesses were not contacted by his court-appointed attorney. Protesters gathered near the entrance to Arches National Park on Saturday. It was part of a nationwide demonstration against federal cuts to public land staff. The Times Independent and Moab reports more than 225 people stood near the entrance sign without obstructing it. They held banners and signs with messages expressing support for National Park Service workers and their frustration with federal cuts. Similar rallies were held at Capitol Reef and Zion National Parks. You are listening to KUER News.